without bail. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. The 22-year-old suspect in the fatal shooting of five at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs appeared in court Wednesday. Anderson Lee Aldrich appeared to need a prompting from defense attorneys when asked basic questions. Aldrich faces possible murder and hate crime charges for the deaths of five patrons and injuries to 17. A vigil was held Wednesday night for victims of the Walmart shooting in Chesapeake County, Virginia, where a manager opened fire, killing six people and then turning the weapon on himself. County resident Teresa Yeager paid her respects at the memorial.
It's just senseless. I don't understand why people can't just talk your problems out. If you have an issue, talk it out. That's the best communication tool you got.
Yeager says she almost went to that Walmart the very night of the shooting, but decided to shop elsewhere. The ages of the victims range from 16 to 70 years old. 10 days after four University of Idaho students were stabbed to death in their rooms, police still have not found a weapon or a suspect. Fox's Dan Springer attended an update from authorities on Wednesday.
As far as critical aspects of this information, there was almost no new information. One thing we did learn that was new is that when that 911 call was placed from inside the house, the dispatcher talked to multiple people, but police are still refusing to release that call to the public. But again, the two unhurt roommates who were in the house sleeping when the murders took place and the other friends who showed up before the 911 call are not involved in any way with these homicides, according to police. Police say they have collected over 100 individual pieces of evidence, taken 4,000 pictures, many 3D scans, conducted 150 interviews, and received 1,000 tips.
America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Top health officials are warning Americans to take more precautions this holiday season as non-COVID illnesses continue to spread. Fox's David Spunt reports.
It's being called a triple-demic, just in time for the holidays. COVID-19, the flu and RSV, an increasingly diagnosed respiratory disease, on the radar of doctors and parents. The country's top doctors believe crowded airports will likely mean crowded hospitals. Several hospitals across the country are beginning to hit peak levels. CDC officials blame the RSV increase in children on COVID. RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is hitting children particularly hard, from daycares to classrooms.
The White House says it will not implement a new mask mandate despite the rise in hospitalizations. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will return to New York City this year in full force. Fox's Matt Napolitano has the details.
It's the 96th edition of the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, kicking off the holiday season in the Big Apple.
When this parade and the balloons lift off, it's a signal that our city is lifting off.
New York Mayor Eric Adams, the parade starting at 8:45 a.m. Eastern Thursday, 15 minutes earlier than usual to accommodate all of the extra festivities, according to Macy's CEO Jeff Gennett.
We have 8,000 participants, 16 character balloons, 40 novelty and heritage balloons, 28 floats, 1,200 cheerleaders.
Mariah Carey, Dionne Warwick, Gloria Estefan among this year's performers, and of course, a special appearance by Santa Claus himself. In New York, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And plenty of World Cup soccer to watch after you finish eating that turkey dinner today, including record tournament winners Brazil, who face off against Serbia. I'm Jessica Stone, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.